بسم الله الحمد لله وصلى الله على رسول الله. Usurious gain, riba. It is unlawful, haram, to do, consume, take, write down, or be a witness to usurious gain, riba. Riba comprises the following: selling gold for silver, silver for gold, gold for gold, or silver for silver, whether coined or not, made into jewelry, the ore itself or otherwise, with the condition of postponing the payment. Selling the aforementioned items with the buyer or seller, leaving one another before exchanging the payment. Selling gold for gold or silver for silver with inequality in weight. In the case of selling foods for other foods, it is not lawful to sell one type of food for another, such as wheat for barley, except with two conditions. The buyer and seller must not postpone the payment and must not leave one another before exchanging payments. In the case of similar types of food, such as wheat for wheat, one must fulfill the aforementioned two conditions along with equality in measurement. Hence, it is not lawful to sell barley for barley. If there is inequality in volume, or the condition of postponing the payment is included, or the buyer and seller leave one another before exchanging payment. Some rules of selling, bay'ah. It is unlawful, haram, to sell what one has not received. Meat in exchange for living animals. One debt for another debt, such as for one to sell what Zayd owes one to Amr, for a price to be paid after a month. What one does not own or is not authorized to sell. What one did not see. According to a saying of a Shafi'i, if the merchandise was described, then the selling would be allowed. What cannot be delivered? What has no benefit? What is not owned by one, such as the free person and unowned land? The unknown, the najas, filthy materials, such as blood, every intoxicant, unlawful articles, such as the tumbur, a musical instrument which resembles the lute, the unlawful, halal, and pure article to whom one knows will disobey Allah with it, like selling grapes to the one who will make alcohol out of them, and a weapon to the one who will assault people with it. Intoxicating substances, the defective article without showing its defects, the selling by and to the non-accountable is invalid. So the selling by and to the insane and non-pubescent is invalid. According to the school madhab of Imam Ahmad, the selling by and to the child who attained the age of mental discrimination, mumayyiz, is allowed if permitted by the guardian. According to some scholars, it is also invalid to sell anything without the exchange of an appropriate verbal statement from both parties. According to others, the mutual consent of both parties is enough. It is invalid to divide the inheritance of a deceased person or to sell it until one's debts will have been fulfilled. Something may be sold, however, to pay off a debt or fulfill the will. The expenses of performing Hajj and Umrah on behalf of the deceased must be taken out if Hajj and Umrah were obligatory, on one and one did not perform them. The inheritance is like a collateral held for that purpose. This is similar to the case of a slave who stole an amount of 1/6 of a dirham, a daniq. Selling him is invalid until what is due on him has been paid, or the creditor gives permission to sell him. After establishing the price, it is unlawful, haram, for one to weaken the desire of the buyer or the seller with the purpose of selling to the buyer or buying from the seller. It is more sinful if this act is done after the contract has been conducted and during the period of choice of canceling the sale. It is unlawful, haram, to buy food when it is expensive and needed in order to hoard it and sell it later for a higher price. It is unlawful, haram, to bid a higher price for an article in order to deceive another person. It is unlawful, haram, to separate the female slave from her child before the child is at the age of mental discrimination, mumayyiz. It is unlawful, haram, to lie, cheat, or betray in measuring articles by volume, weight, arm length, or count. It is unlawful, haram, to lend money to the buyer with the condition to sell one cotton, for example, at a higher price for the sake of the loan. It is unlawful, haram, to lend money to the tailor or any other hired person with the condition to hire that person for less than the going rate for the sake of that loan. It is unlawful, haram, to lend money to the farmers with the condition that the farmers sell the loaners their harvest at a slightly lower price. Many other dealings of the people of this time are also unlawful, haram, that is, they are Islamically illegal. Hence, the one who seeks the reward from Allah subhanahu and one's safety in the hereafter and in this life must learn what is lawful, halal, and what is unlawful, haram, from a scholar who is pious, sincere, and caring for one's religion. Seeking the lawful, halal, is obligatory upon every Muslim. So be warned, this is due to the hadith related by Muslim, the Prophet said, which means selling gold for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, salt for salt, and dates for dates, is a case of riba, unless equal quantities of the same kind are exchanged and mutual delivery of the goods in the same session is made. However, if the exchange types are different, then sell the way you want, along with delivering the goods in the same session. And Allah knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.